Welcome to the Not Old Better Show. I'm your host, Paul Vogelsang. Today, December 7th, 2016, is an important day to all. An important day to the greatest generation. And we're going to do something a bit different with two 75th anniversary of Pearl Harbor episodes. Our memorial to memory segments are inspiring and engaging. First up is journalist Natalia V. Navarro. Natalia is a journalism student in the accelerated master's degree program at the University of Arizona. I caught up with Natalia after reading her wonderful article on the new memorial created at the University of Arizona campus in tribute to the USS Arizona, which was dedicated just this last Sunday. We'll talk about the USS Arizona and its importance to the University of Arizona, but Natalia's excellent article published in the Arizona Daily Star and online at the TucsonStar.com website offers an insider's glimpse into the new memorial and proudly begins with the line, "There's a battleship on the University of Arizona Mall." I love that line and enjoyed my conversation with Natalia. Welcome, Natalia V. Navarro, to the Not Old Better Show. Well, I am with Natalia V. Navarro. Natalia is a writer living in Arizona. We're talking on December 7th, and December 7th is certainly an important day. It's a very important day to the University of Arizona, and Natalia has written a wonderful article that's appeared in many places. We're going to put links up to it. We've got Natalia on the line via Skype right now, and Natalia, I just have to say welcome. And I love the first line of this article. You just very dramatically say, "There's a battleship on the University of Arizona Mall." So tell us a little bit how that came about and what you're really referring to there in the way of this battleship.
Yes, of course. Thank you so much for having me. The University of Arizona has this sort of namesake connection to the USS Arizona, of Pearl Harbor fame. And as the 75th anniversary is actually today, people in Tucson, just regular citizens, got together, found each other through this project and decided that there should be some sort of permanent memorial to the ship, and something that really got across the vastness of this battleship. It was just huge. So that what they decided was to create sort of a an outline of the true size of the ship on the University of Arizona Mall, which is just our big, long, grassy area in between all the important classes. So they created this sort of running track material that runs in the true shape of the ship on ground level in the grass. So everyone who walks around to their classes will see this bit of a memorial, and there's also a plaza with names and the true number of people who passed away on that day.
And it was quite a day for Arizona, in particular the USS Arizona. Almost half the lives lost were attributed to those servicemen and women that were on the USS Arizona. And in recreating this kind of this outline, I understand that there's almost a recreation of a bridge where there's a kind of a functional naval vessel bridge where these bronze medallions are installed. What do the medallions represent?
Right where one of the two masts would be, mm-hmm. on the ship, they decided to create this walkway, this brick walkway, across the grass and across the outline of the ship, and they put four curving walls on either side of that. They're about waist high. They have a top that curves in. They're concrete, and on the top of those, they have installed 1,177 bronze medallions to represent all of the sailors and Marines that passed away on the ship. So each of the bronze medallions has the name of a sailor or Marine who died on the ship, as well as their birth date, and of course their death date, and their home state, not necessarily where they were born, but where they grew up. When I spoke to the people behind this, they really wanted to put across how important that birth date is, because most of these men were an average of about 20 years old, which is exactly the same as many of the people who go to the University of Arizona, including myself. So they really wanted to put it across that these men made an incredible sacrifice, and the true vastness of how many there were, it really comes across with this memorial, especially to those of us who walk around it every day to get to class.
Thank you for that. I think that's really an important point. That's the point, I think, that really drew me into your story, Natalia. As I was reading, I just thought, yes, there is this visual context. There's this outline, as you described. There's this bridge. The medallions are there. But I think it's really interesting, the perspective of realizing something physically. And I think that it's important for all generations, but certainly generations that haven't experienced some of this historical time and this particular historical event. This serves as a very physical reminder of that. And I'm wondering, as you are on campus, as you are reporting and researching, what have you come across in the way of kind of student reaction, that 22-year-old person who might not be as familiar with this particular episode? What is it that they're thinking, and how do they feel as they're viewing some of this?
Yeah, I think my hope is that people who never really had a connection to this part of history can really see that these were normal people exactly our age who are out there doing things that we can't even imagine. Luckily, I do have a personal connection. My grandfather, Paul Giroux, served in the Pacific Theater for 4 years. And after, when he was back in Tucson every year, he would play in the band that was at the bell ringing ceremony every year, the USS Arizona Bell, that resides in the University of Arizona Student Union. So I personally have a connection to it. And I think probably many students do. We're of the generation that these were our grandparents and even our great grandparents. And hopefully that will remind us of stories that they told and the people that they were.
I think that probably many of us do have these kinds of connections. It would seem that at the dedication ceremony, that much of this would have come up too. And this memorial was just dedicated just this last weekend. Again, we're talking on the 7th. As I understand it, Sunday, December 4th.
That's correct.
And so how was that?
From what I've seen on the stories that have come out of it, it seemed to be a very beautiful and dignified service. The most interesting thing to me was that they planned for a flyover by the 47th Fighter Squadron from Davis-Monthan Air Force Base, which is the closest one to here, to Tucson. And it turns out that back in the time of Pearl Harbor, this team of fighters was the first squadron to get their planes in the air in the fight at Pearl Harbor. And it was also credited with the most number of kills during battle. And so then, after some time between Pearl Harbor and now, they got reassigned to Davis-Monthan, and they were just thrilled to come and be a part of the ceremony.
That's wonderful. The other wonderful thing that I noticed in your story was that a lot of the effort behind this came from the general public in terms of contributions and donations that were raised. Are you all the way there? Is this all paid for? Are there still funds that are being kind of solicited for this particular memorial? Or where does that all stand?
Yes. When I spoke to one of the three sort of spearhead people behind this project, they said that they did raise $175,000 for the construction of the memorial, but they are still asking for donations for sort of general upkeep as the years go by.
Well, that's good to know. We'll certainly put a link up to that. We'll find that site for contributions. It's a wonderful story, and I just think this concept is fascinating to be doing these kinds of visual, physical memorials that give honor, but also allow for a certain amount of education. It's so nice of you to join us today. I know you're very busy. I know you're a student, and I really appreciate all of your insights. Anything else that you can tell us? Other bits of information that maybe didn't make the article?
Well, yes, there seems to be a lot of ways that the university itself honors USS Arizona. That's something that I discovered when I was reporting for the story. Not only does one of the two original bells from the USS Arizona, it lives at the university. It has been there since the late 1940s, where someone, a UA alum, discovered it in a naval yard and made sure that it was not melted down, but indeed came back to the state for which the ship was named. Something that I think is really interesting, and that if someone is in the area that they should definitely check out, is that the library at the university houses the second largest archive of materials from the USS Arizona. So they just have thousands of things from the ship, people, things from the young men who died, correspondence with their mothers, gifts from their families that they kept with them. And there is a special exhibition at the university that shows some sort of special jewels from this collection.
That's fascinating to know that the university takes this so seriously and views this as such an important part of the history of the state and the history of the university. We're, of course, talking with Natalia V. Navarro, who is a University of Arizona journalism student. I think you're getting your master's degree, is that right?
That's correct.
Good for you. Congratulations. Thank you for
Thank you so
covering
much.
this important story. We sure appreciate your time. We'll look for more from you. But thanks very much, Adalia.
Thank you so much for having me.
I appreciate it. My thanks to Natalia V. Navarro. Her article, USS Arizona Memorial on the University of Arizona Mall, to be dedicated Sunday, December 4th, appears on the front page of the Arizona Daily Star, as well as the Star's companion website, tucson.com. We'll have links to the article at notoldbetter.com. Please join me for our next segment of the 75th anniversary of Pearl Harbor show and my interview with journalist, Peabody Award winner, and executive producer of the new Smithsonian Channel series, The Lost Tapes, Pearl Harbor, Tom Jennings.